Welcome to Uncensored Radio for another week.
My sorry.
God. You missed
it. I had to. I was feeling myself today.
Help is on the way, dude.
Help is on the way. It was a drive-by fruiting. I saw it.
I don't sorry, really I just... know what to do with him right now.
Delirium has set in, and it's just
give what, him mouth 30... to mouth till his face rubs off.
Then my boobs will catch on fire. Woo! Ooh, speaking of boobs on fire, let's talk to Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That recently featured on TMZ
tonight. AKA Tits McGee.
Yeah, girl. Sorry. So she won't be with us for the whole show today. Kat, you've got a hot date. Where are you going?
Yes, I'm going to get a nasal swab.
Oh.
Not the so thing that. That you want.
Is that and what the kids are calling it?
So.
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling
probably
it.
Some of them.
Nasal swab.
Now, I bring up
yeah,
Katrina
first.
Yeah, I'm
going to Hawaii tomorrow. So.
Oh.
I have to get a test for it.
I bring up Katrina first
it's
because
the third
guys,
one I've had to get there.
Oh my god!
We're on TikTok now, and Kat is our star at the moment. So if you want to see some fun videos, Miss Katrina A. Johnson, why don't you jump on over to our TikTok at My Uncensored Radio? Because you know we're down with the kids, and we know what's happening. We know what's happening, isn't that right, Vera?
We're cool like you're that.
Vera, I want to see Vera do some of them TikTok dances, and she'll be like,
"Oh yeah."
Did you see the one that I sent y'all with the? She's kind of the fat short Hold lady, on. And she's on the kitchen counter, and the one girl had had the glass. Me and Lidge are gonna redo that for the TikTok page tomorrow.
Oh, nice!
Except Lidge is gonna be the short fat lady because I can't get on the counter; I'll break it.
You need to. It's amazing. Please do.
I'm very excited.
Right, so are you the one on the counter?
I'd like to be, but...
Luke is joining us.
I am
he
here.
Is. He is.
How are we, everyone?
We're talking about Katrina's amazing TikTok debut.
Yes, I'm yet to see it, so I'm tuning into that one this afternoon.
Me, except it's big.
Oh, nice.
Oh, darling. That's my size.
Well, in the video, I mean.
Jeffrey, did you get jabbed, Jeffrey?
I did not talk about it because I'm like, it's so, yeah, I did.
Good.
Tell us your story.
I went to this very redneck pharmacy, and the redneck pharmacist was a very nice woman. There was a very homely gay boy working. And I got the shot, and everybody else sat and waited 15 minutes, but she didn't tell me because she was too busy talking about how I'm from New York. So I just bounced and walked out of the park like a mile down the road to the playground where my kids were. And I was like, I don't know if this is such a good, I don't know if I can breathe right now. Oh, I got you, but I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm all good. Arms a little sore. That's...
Are you feeling a little sleepy?
I've been feeling sleepy, bitch, so I wouldn't even notice.
Are you feeling like you're on drugs? The bad.
I wish.
Did you get the Moderna or the Pfizer?
The Moderna. Yeah. I'm feeling though, like, you know how, have you ever just had that mood where you're like, blow up, owl runs away with the pool toys? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of mood I'm in.
No. Usually I am the blow-up doll that runs away with
the I've seen Let's... you do it. I've seen you run off with bitches' pool toys. Oh, poor Sushi. Poor Sushi. And
Let's
wait,
be...
no, Finny.
Finny, where is Finny?
And in the garage, China. Deflated.
Finny, haven't you guys seen Seaspiracy? That's where Finny is. He gone.
He got
AstraZeneca out of this world. He all over. Poor Finny.
Those dolphins were everywhere. I was taking them all over the country with me. Remember, I had all those people taking pictures and so.
Yes.
We should do that again.
Let's do it. I'm in.
We gotta but you're allowed to go once. Anywhere.
We can't you know. Go anywhere.
That's true.
Girls going to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Well,
go get that damn dolphin and take it on a plane.
Go find a dolphin. Go find
a dolphin. I think he's actually at my Vegas house, though. And I'm in California right now.
You know, when you've got your two residences.
I know.
How are you going? How are you, Luke?
Look, I'm good. I've had like a bit of an inconvenient morning, but that's just to do with stuff. But you know, I was thinking at the time, I'm like, you know, I'm more pissed off right now than that time I got date raped. Like, I'm just over this today.
Oh my god. You're all up down off cool toy.
Wow. Okay. Put this one up.
Thank you. I like that. I need that.
Well,
disclaimers look, all today, please. Lots of disclaimers.
I know, right? Obviously.
I can't look, wait maybe... to put that clip on TikTok.
Oh, and we get cancelled.
We're
going to
get
five
in
seconds.
So much trouble.
Yeah. I know, right?
Hey, it's my life experience. Ooh, I really did like it. I'm like, you know, I think I feel the same way about today as I did at that moment.
I didn't like it so much. I would like to know if I was home.
Everyone's been a little bit date raped, though, haven't they?
No.
We've all been taken to second locations, haven't we?
Well, no. We're talking about like the drug itself, right? Like, not actual date rape, but the drug.
Oh, Roe hippie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind. Listen, I'm happy. Like, if Bill Cosby's got a stash somewhere, like, hook me up, buddy. I'd love to try a food.
I was going to say, Jeff, you could actually just use it to get some good sleep.
I'm going to bet that his stash has expired.
That's so sad.
I'm going to bet we get some kind of flag warning from YouTube this week. What do you reckon?
Oh, man.
Look, well, it was almost as bad as the day that they banned Ephedra. I was crushed.
I'll just say I'm on Ambien. I'm on Ambien. It's okay. I can say what I want.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No cheating on Valerie.
And we all saw how well that worked out, right? Anyway.
That's all cancelled.
I know, right? So,
hey, you guys will keep your job. You guys will keep your job. I'm just the one who gets killed off.
The red shirt.
What will we call the spin-off? Oh, God. All right, anyway, I'm going into it.
Okay.
Any time now.
Hot load of hot topics.
Damn unresponsive computer programs.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
I know, right? Make me look a fool.
I think we need to run it again. No, run it again. Come on.
I'll run it again. We'll double up on that one.
We need this at the end.
We'll do it up. We'll double up. Here we go.
Hot sure load of hot topics.
There we go.
We backed it up really
great.
We backed up really quick. All right. Well, look. It's not really a great news week this week, but everyone we seem to talk about on this show dies. DMX is out.
Didn't I predict this last week? I think he was already gone.
No, he was in a coma last week, and then we talked about him.
He was gone by Friday. He was gone.
We talked about him.
Yeah, well, but I had psychic visions that he was going. I knew.
Why are you good, girls?
He didn't even get. He didn't even get the attention because, of course.
He went to
Prince Philip. Died at Windsor Castle, age 99.
Look at him. He looked like he died 10 years ago.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
I'm sure that the royal family's devastated, but can we really work up that many tears over somebody who was 99?
No, he had good innings, like, man. He had good innings.
It's not too soon. It's about goddamn time.
Yeah, DMX, too soon.
Right.
Prince Philip, he had a few extra inhalations there.
Well, we had another death too, didn't we, Stevie?
Hold on. I'm not finished.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, that doesn't stop you when I'm not finished.
Oh, bye, Katrina.
Katrina's finished.
She had enough anyway. it out. No, she does have to go get a swab, so she may have just swabbed out early. Who knows?
And but, all you bitches that check out because she did, I'm watching you.
Oh yeah. We did have a quick little crossover special that Luke and I did with our European correspondent Lisa. We were on that shit.
That
news broke. And we were like,
his body wasn't even cold, and they were. And
I was like, "Oh, let's exploit it. Let's exploit it."
News hadn't even broken. Everyone else is. East Coast, and you guys had it up and running.
Yeah, Vera woke up and was like,
"Oh,
maybe we should. The next incarnation after we get canceled, we should change the name to like not sensitive." Unsensitive, like, you know, if you don't like it, fuck you, we don't care, you can't sit with us anyways. We're mean girls and you can't sit at our table, so we don't care if you don't like us.
But anyway, for those people that do care about the royals, Lisa and I are gonna have another little catch up post-funeral to break down all the drama that's going on over there at the moment.
I'll
because
sit in on that if you don't there's more. The
oh, it will be because it's the UK. So, yeah, you know, whatever happens, happens. But we will definitely.
We will set the funeral.
Set
I'm
your alarm
for a good royal event.
Oh, I love a good royal event.
Are you going to do the show live as the funeral's going on? Or are you going to go live on Facebook?
Live stream. We're live streaming the funeral.
Talk about the funeral as it's going on and be like, he's dead. Why does he need all those flowers?
She's crying.
I hear those flowers smell.
Well, I don't know how
look at him.
Televised it'll
good.
Be. There's only like 30 people in the chapel. So it's not going to it's not going to be like
some procession, don't you think?
Yeah, there will be, but it's not going to be
a processional. That'll be.
And guess who ain't one of the 30 people? Megan.
Well, she at home. She's not that stupid to go. But we were having this conversation with a friend the other day. How pissed off are people going to be when that baby's name is Diana? Oh, if you thought it was bad now, wait until that baby's name's Diana and it's brown and it's American. They're going to hate it. Oh,
brown. You can't be
you never know.
You cannot be darker than your darkest parent.
You never know, but she might just come out all saucy and be like, yo, you never know. She could be the recessive gene that just comes out and fucks up everyone.
Your racist slip is showing, honey.
That's what?
You sounded a little racist.
You just call me a racist because I said yo.
Here's your racist slip.
Oh, Pierce Morgan in the house.
I was about to say, speaking of racist, let's talk about Pierce. So, Cheryl Underwood experienced PTSD after the Sharon Osbourne fight on The Talk. And, of course, Pierce Morgan can't keep his mouth shut on Twitter and decided to say, what a crock of shit. So,
I watched the show, and here's the thing. I'm fine with everything they had to say. They weren't wrong, right? That's all well and good. But I need to talk about some technical aspects of this shit. It's a CBS production. They got dough. We don't have dough. They got dough. Where was the cameraman going with that camera? Like, what were the angles they were doing? And then Carrie Ann Inaba, like, who lets her read off a teleprompter? Homegirl was not doing good, okay? She was struggling. It just wasn't cute. It was not cute. And it seemed overly produced. Like, people were holding back. Like, if I'm going to tune in, it's because I want to see your real emotions. Like, I want to see it be a real conversation. And it just seemed very scripted, very held back, and overly produced. It wasn't good. Like, they went from one extreme on the last live show where it was utter chaos and Sharon screaming to...
We're done.
Very, very tight ship.
But surely it was just a PR exercise, right? It's a PR exercise to go. We are distancing ourselves from Sharon Osbourne, and we're going to have this mediator.
Oh well, Sharon is going to be on Bill Maher tomorrow, so I will be watching that, and I will give you a full report.
Oh, yeah. She'll say something. That'd be great.
She's gonna say something. You know it.
Oh, she will say a lot of shit.
Yeah, she's, you know, will be
like, and that's why we tuned into The Talk, was for Sharon's crazy ass.
Look, she could always try for another talk show.
But, look, and I mean, here's the thing. I got to give Cheryl credit because when she first came on, I felt like Julie Chen hated her because I felt like Julie Chen was always like cutting her eyes because like Cheryl's funny. And she was right. Kind of like, you know.
Well, I always thought that Julie Chen thought she was classless.
Yeah, you know, like there was always.
She was judging Cheryl. She was looking down at her.
She looked at her. Yeah.
And she was judgy. Absolutely.
It's why I stopped watching the show because I couldn't take it anymore. Because I'm like, I'm tuning in at that point for Cheryl because she's funny. But then Julie Chen was just always kind of side-eyed in her, giving her a nasty look.
Yeah.
Kitty.
She's back.
Hi. Sorry, I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh, I thought you got swabbed.
Yeah, I'm gonna go now to get swabbed, but I'll let y'all know how it goes. Wish me luck.
Oh
well,
yeah.
Well, make sure they actually do it up here, not down here.
Oh, I thought I had to bend over. No.
Oh,
that's a special doctor.
That's only China.
On Borat, they give each other a COVID test in the butt, and then they turn around and put it in the next guy's mouth.
Oh!
Like in a chain.
I did watch that, and I did appreciate that.
I watched the movie, and I don't remember that.
The new one.
Yeah.
Teddy.
I might have to watch it now.
The fertility dance.
When they had Lunel in the one, and she was like the stripper or whatever. And she's like, feel my scar.
That was the original.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
But anyway, I'm going to go get a Borat test. See y'all later.
Bye.
See you, Kitty.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye, girl. all right. Well, speaking of more sad moments, guys, Honey Boo Boo is sad.
Oh, what's sad about
this? Honey Boo Boo is sad because her mama is a drug addict, basically, because they've gone from, oh my God, praising her because she got skinny to the fact now that she is a drug addict and she married a child molester and all that kind of stuff. But I do agree with you, Jeffrey, and that's coming from a thick girl. Like, I ain't no small wilting flower either.
She's a kid, but like...
She's a kid.
Mom should like put down the meth pipe and worry about what's going on with her kid.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know, what chance did that kid ever have to be happy?
Well, and I think it's, you know, these people, like, you know, they were a poor family and they were put into this world of media. I mean, I know she was a pageant kid and whatever, but they were sort of put into this realm where I think they're exploited by a lot of people. So I'm not surprised that it's all ended in a car pile up. Like, it's just, it was a disaster from the beginning and they were very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well, and the mom's a simple bitch. Like,
I was trying to say that nicely.
Well, I'm just going to say it.
Mama June was exploiting Honey Boo Boo from the word go.
But she's a simple bitch. Like, she did not have the brain. Like, I feel like there's just people like that. That they can hit it, you know, like they're popular, but they don't know how to protect themselves or their kids. They're just train wrecks. Oh, Luke, shut the fuck up.
Yes, no. Well, I think, look.
Drew, that's terrible.
If she spent all that. Oh, you didn't. Jeffrey didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see the coat.
I'll put it back up.
This is what Luke was laughing at.
What the kid's gonna be her what's left of the fucking money by the time her mother's done smoking it up her ass.
Oh, well, great segue. Speaking of money and gone.
He's dead too.
I was kind of sad. I feel like people really gave this dude a bum rap, right? Like, he's an asshole.
This dude stole billions of dollars.
I know, but here's the thing.
Just remembering those of us that aren't watching the video, we are talking about Bernie Madoff, who has passed away in prison 12 years into his 150-year sentence. Go, Vera.
He stole billions and billions of dollars from working-class people, a lot of them right here in Central New York. The Geneva Carpenters Union bankrupted. My uncle bankrupted. So many people in this area invested with this fucking crook, and he deserved to be in prison for 150 years. That's too good for him.
Meanwhile,
his wife is still alive and still has the house.
She's living in a beach house that's her sister-in-law, her daughter-in-law's or whatever.
Is she not a real housewife yet? That's a surprise.
But maybe.
she's got some hidden assets. She's not a pauper. Yeah, maybe the... she can't afford. She can't pull the money out and buy her own beach house.
It's she didn't land in the money. Gutter. It's quiet. Money.
Poor Michelle Pfeiffer. Listen,
that's why she likes Grease too. All of a sudden,
let's look at it a different way. Like the man was a genius. To get that
he was
far,
a crook.
Before, right? I'm not saying he's not a crook. He's a crook. He's an asshole. But the genius that it took to hold that together as long as he did, that takes some sort of brain power.
It doesn't matter how smart he is. He's a crook.
But it doesn't mean you can't be a smart crook.
If he was a smart crook, he wouldn't have got caught.
Well, that's true. But you know, I mean, eventually every house of cards is going to crash.
True.
Just ask Luke.
Jeff, you've given us great segues today because we've got to talk about more poor people who can't afford things.
What's over there?
Guys, Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod are officially done though.
So what? Who cares?
They're so poor, they can't afford anything.
So what? Who cares?
Who cares? She's 51. Let's talk about that. Damn.
You know,
look,
I got
money.
A question mark
we all
there.
Look wonderful with money.
And I don't care if they are taking.
She was the same age as my sister, and now my sister's 59 and she's only 51.
Well, your sister's doing it wrong.
I'll tell her you said so.
She gonna fight me. Oh.
I mean, you can definitely see it. Like her and Jennifer Aniston, they're starting to show. That
yeah,
they're getting
you know,
older, but they still
chucky. Getting chucky.
But they definitely still look amazing.
Wrinkly,
yeah, look great.
You know what happens? Chucky. Where your
you can get that fixed.
She's fabulous.
You can get it fixed. Ask Katrina.
We had talked about it on the original show, and I said, "Poor J Lo for all these men." Karen Ashley, that fucking Power Ranger bitch. Just kidding, we love her. She said, she was obviously there's something fucking wrong with her if she's going through all these men. I was so offended. It's not J-Lo, it's a men.
Oh, you know.
I don't think Karen's wrong.
Yeah,
just saying.
Poor J-Lo. She just wants to be loved. Didn't you hear? I wish you were my first love.
Darling, she's got diamonds. They can love her.
I had a friend when I was in her 30s. Who was whining about the fact that she had had 50 first dates and no second dates. And all I can think of is like, girlfriend, if you had 50 first dates and no second dates, I see a pattern.
Is your coochie broken?
She might need to douche.
Because
I think it was more her personality. But
otherwise, she might smell like this.
Oh, Luna Tuna!
Luna Tuna!
She's our mascot, Luna Tuna. You know what? Here's the crazy thing. So the house that she went
I'm getting a cartoon done of Luna Tuna. I'm actually legit getting...
But the bitch whose house she showed up was so, like, offended over the whole thing. I really want to track her down and send her back, like, on her birthday, like, every year. Like, send her back.
Yo, like, happy birthday from Jeffrey.
I'm here to pleasure you, honey. What do you want?
I think we should try and see if we can get Luna on the show.
Check, yes.
Girl, we've been showing a picture of you and calling you Luna Tuna. I hope you don't mind. Would you come be our
guest? We want to do an animated series. The Adventures of Luna Tuna.
Talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby.
I want to know how much she got paid to suck his dick. That's what I need to know.
$50 blowy, that's my guess.
Luna Tuna and the octopus. Her first adventure.
No, Luna Tuna and her octopusy because she has 8 vaginas.
No, why can you?
Now we're definitely getting
slagged. Oh, why can
you? This is the one. This is the one.
This is the one. This is the one.
So this Haiti is how it ends.
Underwood is going to be so grateful she wasn't on tonight. We're doing some music healing and talking about hookers that look like Luna Tuna.
Well, speaking of someone who knew a lot about hookers.
Good segue.
I know, right? Donnie's just throwing shit at everyone now, basically. I don't know. Do you think it's just trying to stay in the news now that he doesn't have a platform at the moment?
All of them. John Boehner just wrote a tell-all book and said that Ted Cruz was a fucking idiot.
There was that report that his buddy there, Matt Gaetz, tried to go see him, and he couldn't get a meeting with Trump, that even Trump won't touch Matt Gaetz. I can't wait to see how this plays out, because Closet Case with the McDonald eyebrows.
Adopted son, yeah.
Yeah, we can't have him.
Hoo-hoo.
We don't claim him.
I saw a meme with it said Pizza Gates, G-A-E-T-Z, or however he spells his weird little name.
He's fucking weird.
He is so weird.
When he was hot, though.
And he looks like a cartoon.
That's all that matters.
Of what a handsome person might look at if they were a cartoon.
Well, like, if you got dough, why is somebody not fixing your eyebrows? It bothers the shit out of me.
Or docking that nose. What the fuck is wrong with his nose? Did he have too many nose jobs? Or
it's why I'm always trying to get an angle so that you can't see how crooked my fucking nose is. Like, the least he could do, like, you have money, act like it.
Get classy,
and if
please.
If he has money, why isn't anybody telling him that his hair should not stand up that tall?
I wish Elon did.
He's a fan of Something About Mary.
Yeah.
That's Nestor's juice.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
It's called comedy.
It is called comedy. But we're not totally sunk, guys, because The Rock is coming to save us all. In a recent poll, 46% of people would support The Rock if he was to run for office, something he said would be his honor.
You know what? I'd vote for him. I'd have voted for Oprah.
Smacking my head. We gotta get
I would vote for Oprah.
Personality.
Is Jeff frozen?
Yeah, he is. look, I honestly think... Hey, Jeff, he looks like Pepe Le Pew there. And he got cancelled. just like the show. Woo!
Pepe hasn't been relevant in a long time. Again.
True. I know. People got bored of getting date raped like me. So, look, I think celebrity votes. We all know that. Like... You know, he could quite very easily win a presidency. Look, just what happened with our last president, I should say. And you know, if someone like Oprah did run, I think she would probably do.
Oh
well
my
too.
God, President Oprah, that would be amazing. I would live.
I am a fan of Oprah, but I couldn't. President Oprah
wouldn't.
Would bug me. We have
why? Because why? Because you know, Gail's in. You know that Gail's in that Oval Office.
She'll get a cabinet position.
Gail's getting some kind of cabinet. She's in the lady locker, allegedly.
Oh. Oh.
Allegedly. We're alleging a lot of things today. But let's talk. I feel like, do we wait for Jeff? I don't know. We'll just keep going. What do we want to talk about? He will join us. Oh, Luke, you wanted to talk about
Nikki. Yes, this is
bad.
So Nikki was my favorite that's ever been on any Big Brother anytime ever in the world, because she would just lose her mind at the producers, at the other castmates, and it was just the most entertaining I think that show had ever managed to be. Like, she'd just flip out, be like, I need bottled water, and like, you know, screaming about she's not going to lick people's assholes, so that's why she'll be up for eviction. It was just good stuff. It was what the show, I think, set out to be, and she ticked every box. But yeah, poor little thing was suffering from an eating disorder, obviously, and passed away from anorexia. It's very sad.
It is very sad.
Katie Hopkins jumped on her live and was like, I heard the reason Nikki's dead is due to the lockdown. The lockdown's taken away Nikki's only control she had over her life, and it killed her. I'm like,
yeah. So Katie Hopkins is a horrible piece of work. So
Katie Hopkins is
like Candace Owen on speed. but like a British white woman who's just a cunt.
There we go. We're definitely getting canceled today.
There we go.
Are enjoying this show because it's going to be tired.
It's very old school today, isn't it? We've kind of the wheels are full. Oh,
I was gonna say we lost two castmates.
Daddy's home. Yay! What happened to you?
What happened was this bootleg fucking ghetto internet called No Man sucks cock. And I'm gonna fucking rip these assholes a new fucking one because this every night now, all of a sudden it seems like around 8:30, this shit goes bonkers, shuts down everything. And I was trying to watch Madam Secretary last night and it kicked me off and I have to be going on my Verizon plan. I'm not having it, No Man.
Hey, I have Spectrum, one of the biggest cable carriers in the country, and Sunday night the wind took us down.
Well, see, that's why you got to get Fios, because that shit rocks. I hate
no,
Spectrum.
I've heard lots of bad shit about Fios.
All right, Jeff and Luke, this one's for you. It's a little bit for me because I love her, but I haven't watched it yet. Danielle Harris made a brief but very impactful return to the Conners. I thought you said you were going to watch it the other night.
Oh, I realized I was like five episodes behind. I'm not even close to there yet.
Okay, well, this is me then. I'm fielding this one.
Well, you were fielding. I love Danielle Harris. I think she's amazing. But
amazing. She's an amazing scream queen. She's done a lot of films and a lot of horror projects. But she was on the Conners. Well, they killed her on the Conners too. We're doing spoilers today.
Spoiler alert.
Poor bitch.
So she comes back. It's actually really cool because she's come back from like her last episode she did was 1992, and her and Darlene didn't like each other because Danielle's character was trying to steal her boyfriend. Anyway, she come back, and so Darlene's like straight back onto it, like, oh, you're trying to take my new partner. And Danielle's like, you need to grow up. And anyway, they end up partying and stuff together, and then she's like, gets Darlene to sort of let loose and enjoy herself. And then she's like, let's go to Hawaii. And she's like, okay. And then she doesn't hear from her. So then she goes over to the house, and the stepmother or whoever she was, the mother, is like, because she's like, oh, I think she's mad at me because I took 3 days to decide to go to Hawaii. And she's like, no, darling, she's dead.
She's like,
so she doesn't want me to go. Cool. And she's like, no, she was sick. She had brain cancer. So they killed her off. But it sort of set the wheels in motion that Darlene's going to now, like, change a little bit, not be so uptight, and be the one that kicked Roseanne off the show and took it over.
I have a question. I have a question. So did she die in hospital? Because if she died at home, surely you'd notice the ambulance.
Yeah, she went to ICU.
Okay, cool.
She had a seizure. She had a seizure and she went, well, they were probably at work when it all happened.
Darlene's so up her own ass that she doesn't know what's going on.
Pretty much. And Becky's passed out drunk on the bed while the baby's there. Oh, girl, it was lots of drama.
It's been
Becky's back on the bottle.
TV shows have just been so boring this season. I don't know what it is. Like, Grey's Anatomy's been
Jeff,
trash.
What more do you want? Brain cancer,
Shameless?
Seizures, drinking.
Shameless. Oh, you gotta watch
it. Shameless just finished, didn't it?
Shameless just ended, but it was my favorite. I'm gonna have to watch it from the beginning again.
I was
quickly before back on the Conners, though. I think Katie Sagal, she's been absent the last few episodes.
Oh, yeah,
I think quitting. She's got a new series.
No, she said she was gonna stay and do as many Conners episodes as she could. She was on, well, I don't know, whatever one I watched the other night where she got COVID. But she, it's because, and Rebel?
No. She'll be back soon.
The right.
She'll be back soon.
Trash. It is not good. I think Katie, I hate to say it, I think it just is not the role for her. I kept waiting for
keep
like
your trailer hitch to the Conners, girl.
And it just,
well, they didn't kill her. They just said that they broke up. But everybody's like,
pilot episode of that show was just not good at all. It was rough.
I just can't commit to any of the new TV shows. I just don't have the care factor.
Jeff, was it worse than Date Rape?
Yes.
Tell you what else is worse than Date Rape? The fact that we are all really old. Vera, you probably won't care, but Jonathan Brandis would have been 45 this week.
Beer is too old to care about.
He actually was trending the other day. I don't know, out of nowhere. Because we mentioned him like probably two episodes ago, and now he's back in the media. Not saying that we're influencers, but hello.
So important to our three list watchers right now.
Well, okay, I probably would have married had he not done what he did.
Look, that's a good looking kid though. Look at him. He was like, look at those eyes. Look at those eyes.
He's a good looking kid.
Amazing.
He kind of, in that photo with that angle, he reminds me of Vincent from Beauty and the Beast. You know, the one with Linda Hamilton from the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Oh, Ron Perlman had that lantern.
Did Linda Hamilton play the Beast?
No.
She,
she
was Beauty. She's
Catherine, the Beauty. Catherine. And then she had a kid, went nuts, and quit the show, and
shut up, all those people.
It's a good thing Ron Perlman had all that makeup. You couldn't see the lantern jaw.
Yeah. That was a great lantern jaw.
That's a fucking lighthouse, isn't it?
That was another one. My mother, why I got so many problems? I watched fucking Beauty and the Beast with her. And Moonlighting. That was another
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting was a good show.
Love the Slammer.
I gotta say.
What shows do you reckon Luna Tuna's watched?
She's a George Lopez fan. She's watched all of the
George Lopez series. Do you reckon she's actually like aiming to be on Hoarders?
No, I think she watches Jersey Shore.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
She wants to be like the new Snooki.
Well, she's got the look down.
She's Snackums. Snackums, that's her. All right, well, look. We can't really avoid talking about the other big stinking news item of the week.
There's a new one today.
Yes. Well, it's not new, but yeah, it's just trending. Well, yeah.
Look, it is an unfolding story. I feel like... who wants to go first?
I'll go.
We're talking about Dante Wright. Sorry, I keep forgetting that we're not only a video podcast. People have been randomly downloading audio episodes. So we're talking about Dante Wright.
All right.
Yes. Vera?
I saw the footage more than once. Mm-hmm. And there is room to believe that this woman made a mistake. However, and Luke, I'm sure you can bear me out. As a nurse, if I make a mistake and I inject somebody with the wrong medicine... and they die, I'm going to get charged with murder, accountable. And I'm going to end up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why is she, if she made this mistake, even if it was the mistake, she needs to go to jail.
Well, she was training another, she was the trainer. She'd been on the force for 26 years. How do you make that kind of fucking mistake? Like, regardless of what, now all the reports are coming out that he had a warrant and he held somebody hostage.
Yeah, but doesn't fucking matter.
And all this bullshit.
Doesn't fucking
and they're
matter.
Like, well, he was trying to, I know, I agree. And that he was trying to get away. That's all fine, well, and good. But you've been a police officer for 26 years and you're training other people and you don't know which one's your taser and which one's your gun?
Right.
Bye, bitch. Bye.
That's what Chelsea Handler said. If you don't know the difference between a taser and a gun, you shouldn't be handling either.
No.
Over the weekend, I watched a movie and Two Distant Strangers. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's a live action feature film. It's nominated for an Academy Award. The guy who wrote it used to work on The Daily Show, and basically, it's a young black man. Leaving a one-night stand, trying to get home to his dog. And it's done very much like Groundhog's Day. And every single scenario, he ends up dead with this encounter. Whether he's polite,
really cool.
Whether he's conciliatory, whether he tries to get away, whether he's confrontational. No matter what he does, he ends up dead. It's very thought-provoking. And it makes you realize that, yes, there is some implicit problem, and I'm not going to call it anything bigger than problem, but it's implicit in the way police handle people of color. There was a 13-year-old boy that was shot in Chicago. 13.
I think, though, this comes back to your Second Amendment, too. I'm sorry, I'm going to be the one. many guns in your society where the police are trigger happy because they're worried that that person's going for a gun all the time. That doesn't happen here, and that's
I think that's a bit of a misnomer.
How many people got shot?
How many people do we want to? All right, if we want to play that game, do we want to go look at the? Do we want to?
Yeah,
do we
let's
want
look
to
at the stats and let's compare them.
No,
per,
I'm not talking
per
hey,
person.
Hey, hey. All right, well, I won't speak.
Let's
go back into the inquest to the Lint hostage crisis and see how people died.
But
police fire.
Police fire.
That was a very hectic situation.
That's neither right nor wrong, but
the perpetrator had a gun.
The perpetrator did have a gun. That's what.
That's why police were firing guns.
You can't blame the police for firing at someone who has a gun.
Well, you know, you got to stop and you got to look at the arrest record in this country.
Exactly. But I'm just saying.
The guy who pulled off the Parkland massacre had automatic weaponry, apprehended alive. The guy who shot up that Baptist church in North Carolina had an AR-15 on him. He was apprehended alive, and they bought him dinner at Burger King before they took him into book.
Oh, that's the punishment, wasn't it?
The guy.
Well, see, that's just shit.
The guy who shot up the movie theater in Aurora was apprehended alive. He was fully armed, but these young black men are being shot without weaponry.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Obviously.
In 2020, there was 1,021 fatal police shootings in our country.
And how many total gun deaths?
19,000.
19,000 total gun deaths. Guns are a problem.
But 1,000 of them, I don't even know if that's included in gun deaths when you do they do that. But 1,000 deaths by gun
by
police officers.
Yeah. And so, I'm going to bet you that 40% of those are better for black men.
First 3 months of 2021, 213 civilians have been shot, 30 of whom were black.
Well, that's actually on par.
West.
Black people make up 13% of the population.
Yeah. So it's still a huge,
out
it's
of
a skew.
It is within the margin of error.
Vera and the maths again.
I got more math for you, don't worry.
My poor brain.
Yeah, I think I feel like the police are not judge and jury. That's why we have a criminal justice system in this country. Right. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Their job's to apprehend, isn't it?
That's one thing. But if so, just because somebody has a gun and you have a blue outfit on doesn't give you the right to kill them. Like, in what? Why are you shooting people in the chest? Why are you going for kill shots? Right. Why aren't you? Did you not watch Speed? Shoot him in the fucking leg.
Yes. But they killed. I thought his phone was a gun. I thought his Skittles were a gun. I thought his Coke was a gun. I thought his comb was a gun.
They're on a power trip.
Yeah, come on.
I feel like that's a Saturday Night Live sketch waiting to happen.
Mental
right?
health in America.
That's a good one. That's a good.
Mental health in America is a big problem, Jeffrey. I don't disagree with you, but access to guns makes it worse.
Yeah, I feel like this is just police issues, not mental health issues with that.
Well,
but
the police
anyway.
Obviously have mental health issues because they have
the police have lack of
superiority complex.
They have lack of training, and then,
a lot of police probably on
off they
sociopath.
Pop.
But yeah. I mean, again, I go back to if a nurse kills someone, she's going to jail.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So
is that the
needs
same
you
for
too.
You? I mean, in our country, if the nurse kills someone, she's going to jail.
But there are some good police officers out there.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved this story. I want to get her on.
So do you want to? Would you like to read this for the audio viewers, Jeff? Or can you read this?
Shit.
Is it too small? Or do you want me to do it?
I'll read it.
Go, Vera.
Home, a former Buffalo police officer who said she was fired for intervening when a white officer attempted to choke a black suspect, will receive her pension after winning a lawsuit on Tuesday. Neil Mack looked like he was about to die, Holmes said. So had I not stepped in, he possibly could have. He was handcuffed and being choked. Horn is eligible for back pay and benefits through August 2010.
That is going to be one hell of a big check that she deserves. Yes, and more.
Right?
And more.
And more. Absolutely.
So why, see, this should be more, this should be bigger news as well. Right?
Yeah, it really was. It was barely trending on Twitter. Like, that was
the thing. Like, why is this not in the news?
Well, we just, it was in the news. It was a little
bit. I feel like that's
in the news. But
that's a huge step in the right direction for some. A huge step, or up to a tiny step in a huge, you know, a huge journey. But it's a positive. Like, why?
It's a very positive.
I don't know.
But the other positive this week is that they always talk about the police and the blue wall, where police band together and protect their own. And in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, many police officers spoke up and said, no, this is not procedure. This is not how we are trained. This is wrong.
And that rat fuck pleaded the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Just before we came on air.
He has no really? Choice. He has no choice.
But what?
Anything boys. He says is going to make him look bad.
What's going on? I sent you that graph over in Australia. There's something going on with a woman, too. She was fired because she was a woman in politics or something.
Oh, in Australia Post.
Jeffrey, it's really not that interesting.
And she was not innocent. She's not that innocent.
She's not
that innocent. Listen to Britney. Take it from Britney.
I didn't see that, but... it's a whole big thing. Women's rights is like the hot button issue here in Australia at the moment because of some very choice matters that our Prime Minister has, you know, had a go at certain women, and then there's been rape allegations and all this kind of stuff.
Protests have been going well, haven't they, Steve?
I heard protests are going really well, Luke. Anyway,
why? What's going on?
We're popular in Australia.
In joke. We'll tell you later.
Talking about Australian news.
Australian news. Well, yeah.
Look. We'll get you some more Aussie news, but
I've got some to close out the show, just quietly. Ooh. But before we get there, I want to go to a topic that we like to call, or segment, sorry, The View From Here. If we're getting cancelled, I had to do it one more time. Yeah! So,
you can't cancel people that don't get paid.
True. We volunteer for the hate.
Or watched.
Right.
So, my question for the panel today, is comedy too dangerous a game in today's world?
Yep.
Now, the reason I ask this question is because this Ricky Gervais quote keeps popping up pretty much like everywhere I look on the internet. And I'll share it with you guys now, any second now, when StreamYard wants to play my game.
Well, Jeff, do you
Ricky,
think that...
Ricky says, oh, you can't see the whole thing. Please stop saying you can't joke about anything anymore. You can. You can joke about whatever the fuck you like, and some people won't like it, and they will tell you they won't like it, and then it's up to you whether you give a fuck or not.
I think he's right.
You'll get canceled,
if
though.
You look at the guy that was on Saturday Night Live, didn't even make it to the first show, and he got fired because years when he was first starting out, he did an Asian joke.
Kevin
Hart got fired from the fucking.
And we've talked about this before. You know,
what Roseanne on Ambien
years ago? You know, I did some dumb shit years ago that I don't want to talk about on air.
We all have. Everyone
has. Well, I think people, we need to give them an opportunity to grow and learn and change, and to also be like, oh shit, I didn't realize that was actually hurting anybody.
Right.
I thought like you were laughing with me.
Right.
You know, so I think that it's a really tough thing. Like, I've always loved comics who bagged on themselves, were not afraid, and would go after everybody. Not just
Joan
one
Rivers.
Group. Right. Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Why can't I think of Mr. Potato Head? Well, Don Rickles. Like, his, you know, my favorite thing he would say, be like, oh, is it your wife? You pick her up at a pound? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just... To me, comedy is all of us accepting our flaws and talking about it. And I've never personally got offended by a gay joke. There's just some that weren't funny. Like Tracy Morgan got in a bunch of shit when we were doing the original show because he had some like, I'd kill my kid or whatever type shit. And it just wasn't funny. Like, I didn't care. Like, it's comedy. That's what it's there for. So you can go and laugh at yourself. Otherwise, you're going to
have a real fucking problem. Well, it's satirizing things that are actually in our society that are quite dark usually as well. And right. You're almost throwing in the face of people who believe that kind of stuff how ludicrous it is, and that's where the comedy is, right?
And some of these beliefs need to be challenged. Absolutely.
Exactly, And I just think some people don't have the capacity to appreciate comedy in that way. They just don't understand it. It just goes, and so they get offended.
We do get, as we get more and more woke, we do get more and more hyper-corrective. And
I think a lot of people...
The pendulum has swung a little bit too far, but it will come back to the middle, I'm sure.
A lot of people love to feel so righteously offended too, and they get on their soapbox and they just love being, you know, so woke and so, oh, look how wonderful of a person I am because I'm against that because that's an awful thing someone else said. Well,
like Dave Chappelle's stuff that just dropped on Netflix, like, last year, 2019, he had some great Caitlyn Jenner jokes in there.
I loved his character Ashy. Do you remember Ashy? Funny. They were funny.
I just find it. I find it amusing. What's the
dude? He's apologizing because he was playing the Simpsons character.
Hank.
Yeah, he did. He did a poo.
I just find it. Funny, well, not funny, interesting. There's like a statute of limitations on murder and rape and
statute of limitations on murder.
Oh, whatever. Make it up.
Unless you mean like,
on certain crimes, but yet if you made a really poorly conceived joke 10 years ago, your life's over.
Again, you and I've talked about this before.
Manslaughter.
You have to take it in the time.
I can't read my own writing.
Gone with the Wind. You have to take it in the moment that it was created. You know, this was pretty woke for 1936 or whatever.
It's educational.
The kids just watched Aladdin, the cartoon, the movie, you know, the animated movie.
The live action one.
And they watched both, but the cartoon.
Oh, did you see Will Smith try and sing?
I did see it. No, anyway, I didn't hate it.
I digress. That was hard, right?
Tried. It was rough. The whole
I love. Sorry, we're just gonna take a quick segue. Friend like me, I love it. He's like, you ain't never had a friend like and then someone who is not his voice went. Bleh! It's like whoa,
but anyway. He's a rapper. Like he, you know, I feel like
Is he ever going to compare with Robin Williams?
Right, but I did think having that comparison of Robin Williams, I think he did an amazing job. I think he
Robin Williams said some wacko fucking shit.
Right, like, he would be fucking done today if he didn't like kill himself.
Well, he is.
How funny were his pre-strokes though? Father McFeely's pat and chat.
All that shit and them talking about the priest touching the little boys, like it was all true. You know, there's an interview or something with Whitney Cummings where she talks about she had all these Harvey Weinstein jokes and she didn't end up doing a bunch of them because she was afraid. And then she did it, like she said him, I think she was on Joey Diaz's show or whatever. And it's like, you're taking like shitty situations. Like, you know, I always joke about the murder-suicide of my grandparents. Like they put them at the wake in the same fucking room. He shot the bitch while she was sleeping and killed her. And they have them in the same fucking room at the funeral.
And it's ludicrous.
I think you need to take that up with your aunts and uncles.
The simple-minded bitches that they all are. Like, I can't. Only in my family. You know what I mean? And then when fucking Uncle Lenny dies, poor Maurice in Florida, they're fighting over a fucking suit. It's in the middle of COVID. And they're fighting over, he can't be wearing a pinstripe. What the fuck? I'm telling you, these people should just be sterilized and not. This is why I adopted. I was not going to pass on my genetics.
So you got somebody else's genetic lottery.
Oh, I might have been lucked out with mine better. This is pretty fucked up.
I mean, I love well, you and I respect what you've done, Jeffrey. I'm not trying to make, but you, it is a genetic lottery when you
die. Like, they need to send me more money for therapy, because let me tell you what, these kids are winning.
Luke, I killed Luke. He's dying over here.
I think today is the cancel episode.
Just listen, remember, listen, it's cold comedy, people.
That's right. The shit but that I said in stand-up shows.
Whew. Isn't this why we do the show? This is why we do the show that we do, because we have to. We have to look at this world that we live in that is so crazy and out of control and depressing and sad and find these funny moments in it.
Are you okay, Jeffrey?
To get through and to, like...
Well, Joan Rivers, you know, managed to make the to whole share. Palestinian conflict hilarious, because they were questioning her at the airport. This wasn't long before she passed away.
Oh, on CNN.
And they were like, yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. And then they were like, oh, well, Selena Gomez tweeted. She's like, well, if Selena said so... That college graduate, they're like, ask her if she can spell Palestinian.
And then she got in a huge amount of trouble for that as well.
And then always calling but Adele fat or whatever. Like,
Joan didn't give a fuck. Joan didn't give a fuck. And see, that's the diff. I feel like the death of Joan was probably one of the last comedians who wouldn't apologize.
Well,
you know what I mean?
In one of the interviews she did, she even said it. A lot of celebrities get it. Like, it's a compliment, really. If they're talking about you, it's not meant to be mean. Like,
it's not
you made pop culture. You're part of the zeitgeist, right?
She said the only one that she used to make fun of. Oh, who was it now? I don't remember. But there was somebody that like actually got hurt, so she took it out of the act when she used to make fun of Elizabeth Taylor for being fat.
And, you know, Joan could really be sweet, too, because she had her own talk show, remember, back at, like, a Letterman style show. And if she could tell, because I remember she had Stacey Q on, and she could tell Stacey was really nervous. She was completely soft with her. Didn't even make jokes or anything. She was just interviewed her nicely because she could tell this person was uncomfortable.
And that's a woman that got a shit end of the stick through her whole fucking career.
Talk about being a trailblazer. This woman has fought every freaking windmill from the
watch the documentary, people. Watch the documentary.
Oh, my God, she was amazing, you know?
Amazing.
She, and every time some man would throw up a roadblock, she'd find a way to get around it. She was pretty incredible.
And watching her, like, old stand-up, like, when she was pregnant, she couldn't say pregnant, and she'd be like, mm-hmm. I heard pitter-patter of little feet. Like, the things that she had to overcome and what she was so censored, it's amazing.
It's
that
talent,
she had,
and it's intelligence. It's talent, and it's like there
I
is
wish
more.
We could tiptoe through her catalog of jokes.
I know, right?
That fucking just go whole through the library.
Yeah,
go through the library. It'd be amazing. So can I say we're gonna before we finish and get to Vera events, we have to talk about something that's not amazing, because if this happened to me, oh my God, it would be over. A Sydney family had the fright of their life after finding a live snake in a bag of Aldi Cos lettuce. The Mossman woman claims her son found a baby pale-headed snake in a packaged salad item, sharing two photos of the dangerous reptile slithering amongst the greens.
I think.
Well, they actually could have cooked it, and they would have had meat and salad.
Is it actually a dangerous snake? I mean, you
no, apparently
you
grow, not.
You grow crazy shit over there.
Apparently not super dangerous, but you can't even have a salad over here now.
That attack people. Like, why the fuck?
You got magpies, I know. What
the hell? I didn't worry about fuckers. Could you imagine thinking you're making the right decision, getting some salad, and there's a fucking snake in there?
I've had tons of shit come out of a salad bag. One time my mother, this is what she gets, that rotted bitch. She'd always buy some, like, ragu. And the one time we popped it open, it wasn't there a fucking worm dead in the top of it?
Oh, I'll tell you a story. I don't think she's watching at the moment, but my mum once bit into a cherry ripe and found half a worm. Guess where the other half was?
Yeah, I know. It can be happen with an apple.
It could have been Prego, so don't quote me. I don't know if it was Prego or Prego. Don't come at me.
We've lost our sponsorship, Jeffrey. How dare you?
Hey, but what about I've never
seen ice soda.
Ice soda.
I don't care if Chef Boyardee calls and says they'll give us $10 million fucking dollars to advertise. It's not ever happening. I will.
It offends my Italian sensibilities.
That shit is deadly.
It is awful. It's so
all
gross.
Right, kids. Well, we've gotten to that point in the show. Are you ready, Vera? Are you feeling steamy?
I am
steamy?
Ready. I got no.
Oh, here she goes.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for this one? Because it's a second we call. Vera Vents.
All right,
she's
kids.
Steamy hot, ready to go. Go for it.
The big news this week, the J&J vaccine had to be paused because 6 women out of 6 million got sick. Now, I'm not saying that their lives don't matter and six is alarming. Anybody who gets sick is alarming. But medical science is at best an educated guess. Every fucking pill that you put in your mouth is an educated guess. And every fucking pill, be it Viagra, you know, let us all know if you get an erection lasting more than 6 hours, that's a big fucking problem. No matter what the med is, there are side
or a fun effects. Weekend.
So, and one of the big fundamental questions in this educated guess, do the benefits outweigh the risk? And here we go. Yes. 6 women out of 6 million. The actual percentage of people who got DVTs from COVID is 0.001%. Do you know how many people in general population get COVID? 0.1%. Do you know how many women on birth control, or not COVID, DVTs? Do you know how many women on birth control get DVTs? Mm-hmm.
Preach it, girl.
Yeah, 0.3%. Do you know that if you're over 6 foot tall, your risk of getting DVTs is higher? Do you know if you're a long-haul trucker, your risk of getting DVTs is higher? All the anti-vaxxers are crawling out of the woodwork. See, we told you, 6 women almost died. You know what's worse than getting 6 women getting DVTs, 550,000 Americans dead from COVID-19. Jim Jordan got on his high horse in Congress today and said, when is everybody getting their liberties back? Never, if you motherfuckers don't pay attention to science. Never. God damn it. If you want to go back to a bar, get the fucking vaccine. If you want to go back to a concert, get the fucking vaccine. If you live in a house, then you accept science. If you use a cell phone, then you accept science. Accept the motherfucking science.
I can't wait to put that on TikTok. Holy
girl.
Shit. That was
and you know what?
Amazing Vera's rant we've ever had.
Everything Vera said is completely true. I concur. I agree with the
Holy shit.
Plaintiff.
We're never going to get back to normal if you all don't shut up, take the vaccine, and wear your motherfucking mask.
Look, and you know I was not a fan of the vaccinations, and I was hemming and hawing about it, and here's the thing. 6 people out of how many millions? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's fine.
Hey, how many people have died this year of polio? How many people have died of smallpox?
Well, I don't care about that.
How many people have died of measles? None!
No, I don't know, man, but I've got a horrible case of the rickets. I can't help it.
Because there's a fucking vaccine.
Good old...
Take the fucking vaccine!
Good old turn of the century disease humor. We keep it current here at UCR, don't we, kids?
Actually, I think my vaccination is
vaccine.
Catching up to me. I might have just shit my pants a little.
There's another TikTok clip for everyone.
There's another side effect, guys, that's not out there.
May brown your trousers. Oh, dearie. Oh, look, someone's been watching for the hour. Thanks, Ace.
Hey,
Ace, if you're free next week and you want to come on the show, let us know. We'll take anyone at the moment.
We may be cancelled.
We might be cancelled. You might have the Ace Browning hour next week. It'd be sexy times. So,
It just sounds so dirty. Ace Browning.
Oh, I've browned myself. That's what you've just said. You've browned your ice.
Luke, it sounds fair enough.
Sounds like a pseudonym for our ex-producer.
Oh, my goodness.
That was
just brown hole.
That was a low. Oh, my God. That was a low blow.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Don't talk about my Jay that way.
Hey, it's a cancel episode.
Just because he was trying to bang you with his fucking Woodstock-looking face.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me.
Come at
anyway,
me, because I released those motherfucking videos of you saying all kinds of foul shit. You won't have a job anymore.
And we're going to end it there.
Side note.
We love you all, and we'll see you all soon. Please make sure you're following us on TikTok at My Uncensored Radio.
Have the vaccine.
Instagram, YouTube, you know, just follow us, make it worth our while. We'll see you next week. Bye. So, Vera, before you go, you had a very special point to make today. What was it?
Get the fucking vaccine!
Thanks! Bye!
I'm so lackluster.